1-800-259-9231. As we launch into hour number three of the program, it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Let's start things out tonight by talking about apparently a man who is now the head of the GOP in, is it Arkansas, Toby? Is that where this guy is at?
That is correct.
Now, it's appropriate, considering it's the Republican debate night, and I don't know, we've yet to have any word yet on how Ron Paul performed. This has nothing to do with Ron Paul, but it does have a lot to do with the man who's in charge of the entire Republican Party of the state of Arkansas. What did this guy say?
Well, this from the Raw story. Arkansas GOP head, we need more attacks on America's soil so people appreciate Bush. This is total insanity.
Yeah.
In his first interview as chairman of the Arkansas Republican Party, Dennis Milligan told a reporter that America needs to be attacked by terrorists so that people will appreciate the work President Bush has done to protect the country. Quote, "At the end of the day, I believe fully the president is doing the right thing, and I think all we need is some attacks on American soil like we had on September 11th, Milligan told the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. And the naysayers will come around very quickly to appreciate not only the commitment for President Bush, but the sacrifice that has been made by men and women to protect this country."
Was he drunk at the time he said that?
I don't know, but
I think he's right.
What?
I think if there are attacks, that the Republicans would be in office.
Exactly. And if you want George Bush to look awesome and everything that he's been doing to intrude on...
Wait a minute. They got away with it on September 11th because it had never happened before. But if another terrorism thing happens, then it'll just be more evidence piled on the plate that the government is absolutely useless at preventing them.
Well, that's what... To you, it would look like that, but to
the majority of the
American people, I don't know.
No. Bush got reelected based on the fact that, the terrorist level went to magenta. We're at terrorist level mauve. Everybody run.
Oh, is that the bad one?
Nothing happened.
You mean it was, scary level.
Tactics. It's all about scare tactics. And this guy just basically thinks that there's not enough out there to show people what we really need all this for, why we need all this intrusion into liberty.
He's essentially saying that we should have some American lives be sacrificed
so that we
to
can
terror,
yes.
So we can appreciate what this politician's doing.
Milligan, who was elected as the new chair of the Arkansas Republican Party just 2 weeks ago, also told the newspaper that he is, quote, 150% behind Bush in the war in Iraq. In his acceptance speech on May 19th, Milligan told fellow Republicans that it was, quote, time for a rediscovery of our values and our common
right.
sense.
Our values, blowing people apart so that we can get big government Republicans put in office.
Well, as long as it happens in a blue state.
Yeah.
It's, honestly, how can you listen to a guy like this? How can he get away with saying this? Not only as a GOP, but the head of the GOP in all of Arkansas getting away with saying this.
Well, I guess he's the brightest and the best in Arkansas. 800-259-9231. That's not fair.
And he calls it common sense. It's just not what I think of when I think of common sense.
I think you were right in that that term. That's nutso. That guy's crazy. Speaking of insanity, insanity would be another example of the police killing yet another military veteran. I mean, for all of the GOP and the politicians and the Democrats and all those guys, for all their talk about how they really appreciate their military veterans, I think you were listening to some of the debate during the break, and you happened to tune into one of the parts where John McCain was saying the usual pandering crap. Mm-hmm. Somebody had asked him a question about their brother who was in the military. Thank you for your service, your sacrifice, and blah, blah. You know, they all pretend to care so much about these military veterans. It wasn't too long ago that we had a story out of Delaware where there was a police death squad that essentially showed up at a military veteran, the house that he was staying at. He had come back from serving in Iraq. And he had joined up with a bike club, a motorcycle club, mm-hmm. and had been doing some charitable work, for like Toys for Tots or something like that. And, apparently, the bike club was under investigation for running drugs or some allegation like that, which, by the way, this guy was completely clear of. He wasn't involved in anything like that. But nonetheless, he was being watched by the cops. The cops approached him undercover. Multiple cops surrounded him at the right where he was on the front door, right outside the front door of his home, in front of other people in the neighborhood, and executed this man.
Right, they tasered him, they shot him, and then shot him while he was lying on his
belly. He was complying, doing his best to comply with their commands, even while he was being tasered, and then one man came up and shot him, one of the cops came up and shot him 3 times in the chest. Well, now, it has happened again.
And I believe they were all cleared of charges for that, of all
wrongdoing. Yes, one of them was, I think one of them was given like a Medal of Honor or something like that. But it has happened again, this time in, let's see, where was this? It was in Maryland, southern Maryland. And I'm not going to go into all the backstory. This is from LouRockwell.com. There's an extended backstory on this gentleman. His name was Jamie Dean, James Emmerich Dean. He was shot and killed by a Maryland State Police sharpshooter during a standoff. Now, the despondent Dean had just received orders of deployment to Iraq. And he simply wanted to be left alone. Now, it's important to understand that Mr. Dean has post-traumatic stress disorder. He's already been to Iraq before. He's seen his buddies die. He's gone through the hell that is war. And he's got PTSD as a result. And he's a pretty messed up dude. You know, he came back. He's doing a lot of drinking. He's depressed. He's in awful mental shape as a result of going to this war.
Right. But he doesn't have these physical disorders. Like, he didn't have a limb blown off or something. So it's less recognizable.
It's all mental.
So it's time to go back.
Right. It's all mental. So they're bringing him back. And he became even more depressed than he normally was as a result of getting this news. He then, you know, started drinking even more than normal, and at that point, I'm summarizing here, he lost it, proceeded to trash his house, broke glasses, hit furniture, told his girlfriend the next time she saw him he'd be in a body bag. He angrily smashed a large mirror that hung above the couch before storming off to his dad's place in the woods. And that's where we will pick up the story here. According to the investigation, he called his sister at approximately 9:10 at night, telling her he just can't do it anymore. Hearing a gunshot and fearing her brother had just committed suicide, Jamie's sister made a check the welfare call to 911. And that was a critical mistake. Don't leave the welfare of your loved ones to the police. Please don't. Because something awful might just happen as a result of it.
Right.
If you care about your friend or your family member, get in your car and drive to wherever he or she is to check on him yourself, or call a neighbor or call somebody you trust who's in the area to stop by and check on him. Do not call the cops, because shortly after 10 p.m., the deputy sheriff, Sheriff Morley, approached the home of Joseph Dean, where despondent Jamie Dean was barricaded alone inside. He proceeded to tell Jamie to come outside so he could see that he was all right. Agitated and intoxicated, Jamie indicated that he would comply, but ultimately refused to do so. During this time frame, the Maryland State Trooper Sughart made contact with Muriel, his girlfriend, who informed him about Jamie's military status and mental illnesses, and indicated that there were up to 12 shotguns and possibly a black powder gun in the house. Surrounding residents were soon evacuated from the area.
This is what the cop sees. This every time a cop hears about a firearm, now they're sort of trained that now you're dealing with somebody who's armed and dangerous. Somehow here in New Hampshire, you can walk around with a gun on your hip and you're not armed and dangerous. But, you know, it's like you're carrying a bomb. You're a terrorist if you own a gun.
It's a completely different call if there's a gun involved.
Yep. So at first they were just checking his welfare. Then they were informed that there were guns in the house. All of a sudden now,
right,
it's a situation where everyone has to be evacuated from the neighborhood.
The whole neighborhood has to be evacuated.
So then, let's see, surrounding residents, and you can tell me if you think the cops overreacted in this case. Surrounding residents were evacuated while one of the sergeants contacted Jamie, who told the Sergeant Johnson to leave him alone, that he was not going to come out of the house, and that he would hurt anyone who tried to enter. Now remember, Jamie never threatened anyone. He was alone, depressed in his father's house. They sent the cops to check on him. He never called the cops. He never said, I have hostages. I'm, you know, going to kill my... You know, he never contacted the police in this particular case. He said, go away, leave me alone. Don't come in or I'm going to shoot you. Which, it's his, you know, that's where he is. It's his dad's house. I suppose you could call that a threat. But then again, the police were surrounding his house. He's despondent, desperate. He's messed up from PTSD, crazy in the head. He's disturbed by having to go back to the Iraq War. And now he's being surrounded by armed cops. How's this going to end?
Not well.
800-259-9231. We'll just show you how much they really care about military veterans coming up.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-775-3414. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-775-3414. That's 1-800-775-3414.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens and dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo. We prove they're proving they listen to the show. See what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com.
Are you prepared for the day the dollar drops to zero? D2Z.org proposes that day is near. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. That's D2Z.org.
Talking about yet another story where the police in America have executed a military veteran. Jamie Dean had come back from Afghanistan and Iraq, serving 18 months there between 2003 and 2005. Pretty messed up, as a lot of military veterans are. He was diagnosed with PTSD as a result. Got, you know, pretty depressed, did a lot of drinking, and then got orders to return to Iraq, which sent him into a desperate, terrible spiral. And
right, as I can only imagine. I mean, post-traumatic stress disorders, I've heard estimates as many as 25,000 troops coming home are suffering from this, but it's largely ignored by the military.
Yep.
Well, that they really don't care.
Right.
Why should they?
You still have all your arms, your legs, you can go fight.
Right.
But
who cares what your attitude is?
So,
just get out there.
So he had called his girlfriend and told her that he was, let's see, He had gone out to his father's house. He said he just can't do it anymore, and she thought she heard a gunshot on the line, so her sister made a check the welfare call to 911. The cops came out. He told the cops to go away. He said he would come outside, but then decided he didn't want to. Again, you know, the cops were just supposed to be checking on this guy.
Sure. Somebody just, you know, my boyfriend's in danger. I hope, he could be a danger to himself. Go check it out and see if he's okay.
So the cops,
that's not the way they see this crap.
Right. The cop shows up. You would think that, a cop would go up, knock on the door, say, Mr. Dean, you okay in there? He could say, yeah, I'm all right. You leave me alone. But no, the cop wanted him to come outside. He refused to come outside. You know what happens when the cops give you an order and you don't follow it. Yeah, they get all upset about it.
Right. Well, they are morally superior to you.
So they surrounded the house. They took apparently all the neighbors and evacuated them from their homes because the man was suicidal. Again, he hadn't actually threatened to hurt anyone else besides himself, and he never even really told the cops that that was what he was going to do. He had just told his girlfriend that. Anyway, the SWAT team then took up perimeter positions around the house. They were soon joined
right.
by the...
Here's a guy who is suicidal, so they bring in the SWAT team.
Police,
what a good idea.
Police attempted to negotiate with James. Well, it's just something that I... St. Mary's County. Let's go look that up and see what the population is there, Mark. Go to Wikipedia.
It's a good thing that they have a SWAT team in St. Mary's.
St. Mary's County, that's Maryland.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They've been waiting for a while to get out there, and this
right.
is probably very
this
exciting.
Exactly. This is their chance to gear up. And so they
adrenaline
got
adrenaline pumping.
The SWAT team took up perimeter positions. They were soon joined by the emergency services teams. They attempted to negotiate with Jamie Dean for several hours, during which time they disabled...
Come on, Dean! Come on, we're going to open fire! That's negotiation.
Yep. During which time... Now, remember, this guy doesn't have hostages, so what are they negotiating for? They want him to follow their orders.
Right, that's really it. You know, they could... What are they trying to get out of this? They're trying to get the guy to come out and do what they want him to do. And that's really what it's all about.
Yep.
It has nothing to do with saving anyone or protecting anyone or serving anyone. This is just about bothering a suicidal man who following their orders.
Get this. Not only did they supposedly attempt to negotiate with him for several hours, by the way, this is a 14-hour standoff.
82,000 people, so it's slightly more than the county we're in.
Right. Yep. That's nothing.
Nothing.
During which time they disabled Jamie's cell phone.
So he can't even call the people
right.
he loves.
Right. Had he wanted to reach out and touch some of his family members and say, look, these guys got the wrong idea, just tell them to leave me alone, I don't want to talk to them, I want them to go away, he couldn't talk to anyone. In fact, not only did they disable his cell phone, but they routed his residence phone to the negotiator's telephone number. So whenever he picked up the damn phone, there's a cop on the other end of it. He'd already told the cops to go away. He does not want the cops there.
Right. And what did he do? Did he break a law? Does he have to go out and see the police? No.
Yeah, is threatening suicide?
Doesn't.
Is threatening suicide breaking the law?
How could they prove he threatened suicide? That somebody just called and said he did.
That's true. He told his girlfriend he can't do it anymore, and she thought she heard a gunshot. So instead of waiting for Jamie to exit the property or pass out from exhaustion and alcohol intake, the county police units began to fire chemical munitions, that is, tear gas canisters, into the house at approximately 4:19 in the morning on December 26th, the day after Christmas. Though the state's... Actually, this started on Christmas Day, and it ended on the 26th. Though the state's attorney report states that between 40 and 60 canisters were fired, the actual final count was around 85. This is for one man... in his house. after being
who
fired upon.
Who just wasn't
upon.
Following orders.
Now, at this
didn't
point...
Didn't committed any crime.
Right. At this point, the cops are now firing on him. They're firing gas canisters into his house. He has told the cops to go away. I don't want to go away.
You know, I hate to sweep with a broad brush here, or paint with a broad brush, but, you know, I think that there are some people on the police force, and probably more of them that are on the SWAT team, that really just like this kind of circumstance.
Oh, yeah.
They just like to see the escalation. Like, I told you this
story. How often do you get to shoot 85 canisters into somebody's house?
Fire! I said, fire! And they shoot again. These crazy hillbillies out in the middle of St. Mary's County, Maryland, they just want to shoot their gas canisters. They don't really care if a veteran gets, commits suicide in the process. He should have followed orders. You know, this, it reminds me of the trip that I, the TSA and the officer that I had to deal with there. All I said to the TSA agent was, I don't want you to touch me. That is not a refusal. I can see how someone would consider it a refusal.
Right.
But after I said that, bam, he says,
bam,
this
eight
guy
officers.
Says, refusal. I'm surrounded within a minute by police officers. One of the police officers had a dog. Eight police officers and a dog. Eight police officers plus TSA people. So, I mean, it's eight TSA and police. One of the police officers, this is from, Londonderry Township or whatever, he says, after I explain that, after the one guy explains the situation mm-hmm. to me that I can either get shaken down or I can go home, he says, you got a problem with that? Now,
mm-hmm.
tell me that guy wasn't trying to escalate the circumstances.
He absolutely was.
Now, was he trying to preserve the peace like a peace officer would?
No.
Or was he wanting to hoping to God that he got the slapped cuffs on somebody, taser somebody, hurt somebody that day?
That was the equivalent of, Barry Cooper from NeverGetBusted.com back mm-hmm. when he was a drug cop leaving somebody's cuffs undone so they could get out and run away so he'd have an excuse to bash him in the head. This guy wanted you to lash out or jump at him so he'd have the opportunity to pull out his club and beat you down.
Well, he couldn't do it by himself, but he had another seven guys with him. He knew he could win.
Yeah.
He's just a bully, and I think some of these police officers escalate these circumstances, and I think the other police officers don't do anything about it.
Now, remember, they fired 85 tear gas canisters into this man's house. After being fired upon, as you might imagine, Jamie did exit to the rear of the home at around 4:33 in the morning, raised a shotgun into the air, and fired in the direction of a police car located at least 50 yards away. The state's attorney noticed there was little evidence to establish whether the shot was fired directly or if pellets rained down around the police cars. An officer also remarked that the windshield of the vehicle sustained numerous chips that were barely visible. So it seems, by all evidence, that he just sort of came outside, pointed a gun into the air, and fired it in the general direction of the cops. Remember, he was already being shot at by the police. More to the story coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to drinkact.com/buy direct. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to drinkact.com/buy direct. Click on Join Now and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's drinkact.com/buy direct and click on Join Now and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil.
Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer, but every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great, and my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrid wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. Archives galore. An entire year's worth of the show right there, front page of the website. Go and get them for free at freetalklive.com. Opportunistic lawyers, judges, future ex-spouses, disgruntled ex-employees, and meddling bureaucrats. These people all want your money, home, and car. What have you done to protect yourself? At KeepYourAssets.net, they're experts in sheltering your wealth. Go to KeepYourAssets.net and take their asset protection crash course today. They'll show you how to keep your assets at KeepYourAssets.net. Once again, we're telling you a story about the police killing a military veteran. It's the second time within a year or so that this has happened. And it's tragic. The man had PTSD. He'd come back from Iraq and Afghanistan after spending 18 months there, had gotten awfully depressed. Luckily, he'd managed to meet a girl, which had sort of helped him out for a little while, but then he got orders to return to Iraq, and he went into this spiraling, horrible depression, which happened to occur right around the Christmas holiday. He went out on to his father's house, I guess in a more rural area. This all happened in a county in Maryland with approximately 80,000 population, whereas you might imagine the SWAT team doesn't get too much of an opportunity to, do their SWAT team thing. So when the police got the call from his girlfriend that she thought her boyfriend might be suicidal, they showed up to supposedly check his welfare, ended up surrounding the house for no reason beyond the fact that, well, they're the cops and they can do those sorts of things. The guy wasn't coming out of the house. That's all.
He was just suicidal.
Right. The cops wanted him to come out of the house. He wouldn't come out. So they surround the house. They evacuated the neighborhood. They put SWAT members all over the place. They got snipers up on the roofs. And then they started lobbing tear gas canisters into the man's house. 80 of them.
Now, at this point, it's just mob mentality, except the mob is police.
Yeah, 85 of them actually lobbed into his house. He comes out, because, you know, there's tear gas in his house, comes out, fires a shotgun up into the air as the pellets rain down on the police cars around him, and apparently he then went back inside. By 11:10 in the morning, I guess they didn't do anything to him when he came out there. By 11:10 a.m. on December the 26th, day after Christmas, Maryland State Police had arrived on the scene and began to deploy personnel and resources. For the next hour or so, county and state police attempted negotiations, deploying throw phones and engaging in sporadic telephone conversations.
Not sure what a throw phone is.
At 12:25, a negotiator made telephone contact with Jamie, who stated, "I'm going home," and indicated that he might be coming out. However, it was at this point that the batteries in the police cell phone died. Then, mysteriously, at 12:45 p.m., power was cut to the house, and a state police... I love the name of this vehicle. The Peacekeeper. A state police peacekeeper vehicle deployed chemical munitions in front of the house. I don't even know what that means, but it sounds nasty. And Calvert County armored vehicle did the same in the rear of the residence. They brought out an armored car for this.
A tank.
At 12:47 p.m., and this county has an armored car. At 12:47...
82,000 people in the county, in the whole county, and they've got an armored car.
The peacekeeper vehicle was located between 8 to 15 feet from the front of the house, continuing to dispense tear gas. The driver's side door was facing the front door of the house when Jamie partially opened the storm door. According to several reports, Jamie raised a long gun and pointed it at the peacekeeper. At this point, State Police sharpshooter Sergeant Daniel Weaver fired one round from approximately 70 yards away, striking Dean in the left side. By 12:52... Jamie Dean had no life signs. So there you go. The cops have done it again. Jamie Dean held no hostages. He was not a fugitive, posed no threat to anyone but himself, and above all else, committed no crime that warranted harassment by the police in the first place. Remember, Jamie Dean did not respond with violence until the police started shooting tear gas canisters in his house.
Chemical warfare, basically.
SWAT units are comprised of police officers trained in tactical skills who have one goal, to defuse existing violent situations with deadly force if necessary. Their duties most definitely do not include needlessly creating or escalating nonviolent situations, which is exactly what happened in this case. State Attorney Fritz had ruled the shooting of Jamie Dean itself was justified.
Of course it was.
Inasmuch as the sharpshooter perceived a mortal threat to his fellow officers at the time Jamie raised his weapon.
Of course, they were in an armored car.
Right, they were in an armored car, pumping tear gas.
Right, noxious gas into the air.
Which they didn't have to be. They didn't have to be there. None of them had to be there. None of this had to happen, but it happened because of this gung-ho, throw it all out there mentality of the police. Let's do what we got to do to kick some butt,
We've
boys.
Had this armored car for 10 years now. We ain't been able to use it once.
How much do you think this cost, this whole expedition?
Oh, my gosh. It was, it was a 14-hour standoff.
Two armored cars.
85 tear gas.
You can pretty much charge anything you want when it comes to tear gas out there, right? I mean, it's the government that's buying it.
Evacuating the neighborhood, all of this because the man was allegedly suicidal. Allegedly suicidal. The cops themselves didn't have any real evidence of that. What a tragedy. 800-259-9231. So the moral of the story is, don't involve the cops in your personal problems if you don't absolutely have to. It's likely they're going to kill your friends or family. Let's go to the phones. You can take control and bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Bill in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live.
Evening, gentlemen. How are you all doing today?
What's on your mind, Bill?
Well, I just got done watching the Republican debate, as much as it pained me to do it.
How'd it go?
Well, it didn't go so well in Ron Paul's favor.
Really?
It was pretty much a pandering contest between McCain and Giuliani.
Mm-hmm.
Those two had a pandering contest among the nationalists in the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And they really, again, it was a clear case of modern media trying to shut Paul out. And it looks like when you guys get to watch the footage, it looks like they're slowly putting the nail into Ron Paul's campaign.
How?
I don't see him lasting too much longer.
How are they doing this?
Well, I mean, all the questions were pretty much asked of everybody. They're still the same 10 people buying for this Republican nomination.
Right.
You have Huckabee pandering to the Christian right. You have the nationalists supporting Giuliani and McCain. And those are the people that are being asked the majority of the questions.
So they're getting more questions?
They're basically It's pretty much how I got it. I mean,
they're not allowing all of the people to respond to the questions?
I think I heard maybe Ron Paul answer one question.
Hmm. Really?
And of course, I mean, I have to backtrack a little bit. I did catch the debate a little bit later in the evening because of I had my time zones mixed up. But from the same time period, Giuliani, McCain, and Huckabee answered like three or four different questions.
Well, Romney's their front runner right now, and Romney's the favored child up here in New England. I don't understand why it would be McCain. I mean, McCain's lost already. He's only wasting money at this point. Giuliani's going down in the polls. I mean,
well, I'm hoping you missed some critical portions.
I'm thinking so too.
Well, I mean, what about a 2-hour debate?
I must have caught the second half when they were doing the Q&A from the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Is the parts that I got, and of course you had the teary-eyed sister of the Iraqi soldier. Or
yeah, I saw that
soldier.
One.
Yeah,
and, you know, McCain got to give his. Well, I'm a real military leader, and I'll lead this country into this war. But McCain wants to. I mean, McCain doesn't have a hope in hell. He doesn't have a snowball's chance in hell because America wants out of this war, and he wants to escalate it even further. So
well,
McCain can forget it. He might as well take his little RV and turn it into something useful because he's not going to be president.
Well, I just wanted to end it on this note, and mm-hmm. this is the one thing that bothers me. Why is it that when Ron Paul, month after month, preached smaller government, preached less involvement in foreign affairs, preached the abolishment of the Federal Reserve, everybody thought he was a kook, he was an idiot, it would never work. But now all of a sudden everybody else is jumping on the same bandwagon. Oh, it's the greatest ideas since the invention of the wheel. I just don't get it.
Wait, who's jumping on
who's
what
having
bandwagon?
That bandwagon?
Well, I mean, it just seems like there's a lot of flip-flopping going on in the Republicans. I mean, you're now seeing McCain turn around being anti-Bush when he was fully backing Bush in his agenda.
Well, we sort of expected this to happen, and Bill, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. And we'll know more, obviously, about the debate tomorrow night after we've had the chance to watch some clips from it. But we sort of expected that the competitors would start trying to co-opt Ron Paul's message in order to marginalize him as much as possible. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
JLS Research, the makers of all-natural and very effective Novio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organics and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grapeseed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana. Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides, and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash, and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time. I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call if you make it now. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line in here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features for free that we do ask you voluntarily. Support the show by buying Free Talk Live merchandise at store.freetalklive.com. We got brand new stuff available, including the Free Talk Live 2-gigabyte multi-gadget. It's our hottest selling item ever, and we have to restrict it to no more than 100 units. Because we're just not an electronics retailer. You know, we can't afford to have a bunch of stock of these things and have them lose value, because that's what, you know, electronics do over time. So we've got a limited number, and we've already sold more than half of them. So head over to store.freetalklive.com. It's a 2-gigabyte MP3 player, flash drive. It's an FM tuner. It's a voice recorder, all rolled into one for less than $60. It's an unbeatable value. So there's that. And then there's also the Free Talk Live clothing, like the Free Talk Live ladies t-shirt. We've also got the Free Talk Live pullover hoodie, also the zippered hoodie, the Free Talk Live beanie cap, the brand new version of that, and the Free Marketeer t-shirt, not to mention the bottle lighter opener, or the lighter bottle opener combo, all there at store.freetalklive.com, and our older items as well. That's store.freetalklive.com. To the phones, it is Zilgo in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, fellas, how you doing tonight?
Great. What's on your mind?
All right, so check it out. I just graduated Keene State, right? And through my time there, I'd been cutting hair for friends and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And now postgraduate, I got to decide what am I going to do. And I decide that I'm going to start cutting some hair for people here around Keene.
Okay.
So I open up a small shop, and I am aware that I'm supposed to have a tax stamp. A license to cut here in New Hampshire, but I decide that I'm not going to do it.
Which requires
a barber's license of some sort, right?
That's what's required of the state.
Right. And you're likely have to have an occupational license in the city or county where you're opening too, right?
Yeah, but you know, it's all just both.
Yeah,
it's graft.
Yeah.
Well, good news.
Yeah.
I think they just passed a law meaning you only need something like 850 hours of
instead of 1600 or something.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
That.
So
yeah, but
I'll give you a break.
Zilgo doesn't sound too interested in jumping through all those.
No,
hips.
He doesn't.
You just
want to
cut people's hair, right?
No, I just want to cut people's hair. I want to make a living. I want to pay off my debt. So I open up my shop, right, down on Marlboro Street, and who walks in the door? But the attorney, the DA.
Okay.
He walks in the door and he says, "Yo, how much for a haircut, just a trim?" And I quote him.
Is this Peter Heed? I'm sorry, I know this is like local stuff now, but is this Peter Heed, the county attorney?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I know him personally. Go ahead.
So he asks me how much I quote him, and he sits down in the chair and he's like, "All right," and I start my work, and I'm about two snips into his cutting his hair, and around 10 state police, 2 Keene police, bust in the door.
Uh-huh.
They start grabbing. They grab out all my materials to cut hair, all my combs, all my scissors, and you know they're saying down on the ground, drop the weapon. And I have no idea what's going on. So
okay.
I'm on the ground. I get detained. They put me in the plastic handcuffs. And Peter disperses all the guys, and he says, all right, disperse, get out of here. I'm in there with Peter. He says. You know, I can easily make this all go away. I'm like, what do you mean, make this all go away? I just want to make a decent, an honest living cutting hair. Because I can make this all go away for Mr. Hamilton. And I say, excuse me?
What? A $20 bill?
Hey, sounds like Hamilton's on the 10.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Shows what I know.
And so I'm like, all right, are there cameras? What's going on? Is this a practical joke? He says it's no joke.
Right.
And so did you give him the 10?
I gave him the 10, but he still didn't give back my combs or my scissors.
That bum.
Where was this? I happen to know Marlboro Street pretty well. Where was this shop on Marlboro Street?
I'm right across. I was right across from U-Haul.
No, you weren't.
Seen Marlboro?
But no, you weren't. Was this the same inspector that you bribed to stop banging holes in your wall as well with the $10 bill?
Get him out of here.
He also made out of my porcelain doll collection. My porcelain doll collection, he started smashing it. He went
Awesome call. Thank you, Zilgo. We appreciate it. 800. He sounds like he really lives in Keene, though.
He knows what the U-Call is. It's on Marlboro Street. But I'll tell you, that building has been vacant for quite some time. That's across the street. It's the Imagistics or something.
You know, poor Zilgo. He's been having run-ins. I remember he called it before because they were in there busting holes in his walls. And it was the same guy wanting a $10 bill.
$10. Wants a Hamilton.
800-259-9231. That's good. We haven't had a good creative call like that in a long time.
He certainly confused you. Somebody you were sitting over there with your mouth wide open the whole call. You didn't know whether to believe it or not believe it.
let's go to the phones. Talk to Mike in Illinois. You're on the Amplifier line. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to share some internet poll results I saw already from the debate tonight.
Oh, already? Okay.
Yeah, I'm looking at it's an MSNBC poll. They asked a handful of questions so far. There's been about 4,800 responses to it. And just a couple of the questions, like who stood out from the pack and who showed the most leadership qualities and who was the most convincing candidate. Ron Paul is polling about 60%, with the next closest in each one of those categories only being about 10%.
Mm. Excellent.
And one more quick one is who had the best one-liner is Ron Paul 44%, and the next one was like 12%. I admittedly didn't watch the debates. I'll just wait for clips tomorrow or something,
sure.
But I just thought I'd share those results from you. With you.
Very good. And did you have any other comments?
Nope, that's it.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Ron Paul, by the way, has carried the MSNBC poll after every single debate. He's won every question on the MSNBC poll. He's been the far and away the winner, which is, that's pretty good.
As with a lot of online polls.
This is true. So, of course, we'll continue to, I'm looking at the Drudge Report. They don't have, you know, the Drudge Report, I don't think they put up their poll after the second debate. After Ron Paul did so well in their first poll, I think they just didn't put up a second poll. And in this case, tonight, they don't have a poll there either tonight. So I wonder why. 800-259-9231. Quick cop story. This one from the New York Police Department. I remember we've talked a lot about how the cops can pretty much do whatever they want. And when it comes to New York City, they can really do whatever they want. I mean, the cops are totally in control. It's like almost a complete police state. Well, the NYPD, according to Gothamist.com, was a little bike-happy last Wednesday. According to witnesses, they showed up without warning and used circular saws to cut the locks off of about 50 bicycles on 6th Street. Then the NYPD allowed people to take the loose bikes without showing any proof of ownership. They seized 15 of the bikes and arrested 2 bystanders. According to Time's Up, Robert Carnevale was arrested while videotaping the bike raid after he asked one of the officers for his badge number. Carol Vale, a nurse observing the scene, was also arrested when she asked why Mr. Carnevale was being detained. Carnevale was held for 22 hours and Ms. Vale was held for 13 hours. Time's Up, along with the 6th Street Cycling Community, are asking for a meeting with the commanding officer of the 9th Precinct to explain the actions of the NYPD and to ask for their bikes back. The cops went to a street in New York
cut all the locks off about 50 bikes.
Cut the locks off of the bikes, allowed anyone to come up and take those bikes, and then confiscated 15 of them for themselves.
How bizarre.
It's apparently a part of their bike program, the 9th Precinct's bike program.
Cut people's bikes and give them away, keep a few for ourselves.
Well, they're claiming...
We take 25% of the bikes off the top. That's our bike program. What?
The claim is that last fall they started an exemplary program to tag and clear abandoned bikes from bike racks, street signposts, parking meters, trees, and other street fixtures. Police officers affixed tags to the suspected abandoned bicycles, informing the owner that the bike will be removed in 2 weeks. Officers tag bikes that have elicited complaints or show signs of abandonment like stripped parts, flat tires, rusted chains, or a layer of dirt. If the owner does not remove the bike by the end of the two-week period, the NYPD and the Department of Sanitation clip the lock and sanitation carts the bike away.
Now, this sounds somewhat reasonable. I think I can get that. I mean, if you lock your bike in place on a public rack for more than 2 weeks and they can prove that that thing's been on there, you know, have you some kind of public notice and they identify the bike on that public notice, it wouldn't be very fair if you just wrote out, this bike needs to be removed, and you didn't identify the bike because somebody could just pick it up and stick it on another bike. But, you know, it
right.
seems like if that...
You could say that, but that really wouldn't explain why Robert Carnevale was arrested for videotaping the raid.
No,
or
it certainly
the nurse,
wouldn't.
The nurse that happened to be watching was arrested for asking why the other man was arrested. One of the readers of Gothamist told us that his neighbor's bike was taken in spite of her pleas that she had an order from a judge labeling this practice as illegal from a prior incident. Paul also gave us the verbiage of the 9th Precinct's bike program, which we just read for you. The executive director of Time's Up says that bikes should not be seized unless they're impeding the flow of traffic. This is a normal maintenance procedure that got way out of control. Yeah, as seen last week, the police are not experienced with these types of procedures. This is a job for sanitation or for the local community, not the NYPD. And why did they take some bikes but allow others to take some of the bikes? Because the cops wanted the best ones for themselves.
Weird.
It's been Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark. Join us tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We at